Hello, 20-somethings people. Welcome back to another episode of 20-somethings podcast. I am your host, Sarah Birch, and we are here on a gloomy Sunday to talk about me, my favorite topic to talk about. I actually am going to cover a recommendation from a friend. Hi, Abby. This one's for you, girl. Abby reached out to me and very kindly complimented me and said she feels like I've kind of been glowing up lately. I don't know. It's one of those things you can't really say about yourself. I mean, I do because I'm that delusional bitch. But typically, you know, it's like saying you're an empath or saying you're born in the wrong era. Like, it sounds kind of douchey when you say it yourself, even if you do believe that it's fitting. Anyway, Abby wanted me to talk about not my breakup because kind of irrelevant at this point, but talk about how to bounce back, how to glow up, how to feel great again after a breakup. Because I have to say, I bounced back after this breakup pretty well. This was my healthiest, sanest breakup to date. Probably because me and my ex were very much on the same page. It was kind of a long time coming, and we're still very good friends to this day in chat, so it didn't feel like a gaping flesh wound of having no closure, having no clarity, which I have gone through those type of breakups as well, and it's a little harder to bounce back from those, but also you do have a little bit more motivation because you're like, I'm going to be vindicated. Anyway, once again, I feel like I should give the preface that I'm probably going to sound like a sadistic, toxic biatch. But you guys know the tea. I'm just out here being blatantly honest about what it's like being in your 20s as a young girl. I'm not even that young, but... And sometimes it's not always pretty, and sometimes it's not always textbook how you should feel, what you should do, what you should say. And I want to explore those grosser, messier, nastier sides of ourselves because in some ways they're just as beautiful. I apologize if you can hear the air. I swear to God I turned it off, but there's still random noise appearing from this closet in my dad's condo, and it's locked closet. True crime girlies know, like, he's probably got some bodies in there. Maybe he has a kidnapped victim he keeps in there. I don't know, guys. But anyway, I cannot turn off the noise, and I'm not about to go in that closet. So if you can hear it, I apologize. I'm going to roast. It's very humid today, and I'm going to roast in this condo so I can give you premium audio quality. Also, I am starting... Well, I shouldn't say I'm starting. I'm starring in a new podcast for this company I'm currently working with called Vendi, which is a people-first automotive platform. And you guys, if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen me doing a lot of work with them, which has been super fun. But so many people ask me, like, what are you doing? What is this company? So I'm just going to break it down really quickly and give them a little plug because they've been very, very supportive of me and all of my projects. So Vendi essentially is the perfect mixture between, like, an online free-for-all marketplace like Kijiji or Facebook Marketplace or what have you. But also kind of it's comes from the mind of a traditional car dealer who's had a successful family lineage of having car dealerships. So they bring to the table all of the knowledge and all of the assurances and all of the safeties of going to a traditional dealership instead of doing like some sort of janky marketplace deal online. But also takes away, because it's totally e-commerce, it's totally online, it does take away some of that, the nuisance of having to go into a dealership, talk to a bunch of people you don't want to talk to, potentially get pressured into buying things you don't want to buy. So it's a platform or an app or whatever you want to call it, but you can download it, you can create a little profile. I think it basically we like to say you can sell your car in under an hour, or at the very minimum you can get a really accurate pricing for your vehicle, and you don't have to do anything with it. You can just have the knowledge of, if I were to list on Vendi, this is what I would sell for. And then you can match with a vendor who is essentially a Omnic certified awesome person who will answer questions for you, make sure the deal goes through properly, make sure that you're not getting screwed over. And then the car, best part for us lazy bitches out here, you guys know how much I love my Amazon, my delivery right to the doorstep. Vendi will come pick up your car from wherever you're selling it from and drop it off to the next person. So you don't even have to get out of bed. I mean, you probably do to give them the keys, but you know what I'm saying. So it's a very easy process for just like an everyday person who doesn't want to go through all of the negotiations and bargaining online. And like, if you're super into cars and you like doing all that research and you like going back and forth, like, okay. But for someone like me who doesn't know much about cars and just wants to buy or sell my car quickly, safely, and not get screwed over, Vendi is the place for you. So with that being said, I am also doing a podcast with Vendi with my friend Blake. He is a car expert, and I am kind of the dumber to his dumb. He's not dumb, but I just thought that was a funny expression. And that will be dropping every week on YouTube and also probably on Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, sorry. And so you guys should check that out if you want to hear more of my luscious voice. And I think that's it. Oh, what I was going to say was when we were recording, I realized, because they have the same microphone as me, that I have been turning the wrong dial on my microphone for almost a year now. I think I got this for Christmas, so probably December, so it hasn't been quite a year, but I have been just using the volume dial. You'd think that that's how you control the volume, but apparently that is for headphones, and the actual control is the gain on the back, which I have had at very different extremes every single time I podcast, which absolutely makes sense why 1 week my audio sounds phenomenal and the next week it sounds horrible. And I am so sorry. I genuinely thought volume was volume. You can't really blame a girl for that one. But I have learned, and each day we learn something new and we grow. And I'm also filming this one. That's why I'm staring at myself right now. And so if you want to check out my hunchback and my dad's couch, then I think I will probably be putting this on YouTube, if not cutting little bits and pieces for reels and TikToks. We'll see. It's going to be a busy week. It's going to be a busy month because I'm also teaching and choreographing again, starting, well, I've already started, but it's going to be busy, which is good. Time is going to fly and my nephew is going to be born and it's going to be amazing. So with all that being said, let's talk about breakups. Boo. But breakups don't always have to be, you know, a negative thing. But I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like, you're going to get so many nice texts from well-meaning people being like, everything happens for a reason. Or, what will be. Or, Sarah, I promise this will all make sense in the end. And honestly, that's all BS. Like, to be honest, breakups suck. Relationships suck unless you're obviously in a good, healthy, loving relationship. But a lot of the times it sucks, and a lot of the times you're not with the right person, and it really takes a toll on not only your mental health, but your confidence, your self-awareness. You start questioning yourself. You start questioning if you're self-sabotaging or if you're picking the wrong people, or like what trauma from your childhood has influenced your current partner, or sorry, your current ability to choose a partner. And often, you know, granted, my ex and I did have a pretty good breakup, but it was pretty rough for a few months, just losing essentially a best friend, losing your right-hand man, losing that person that you go to for support, you go to for sex. It's an adjustment, but it doesn't have to be a horrible adjustment. And honestly, I think the key for me is to fake it till you make it. And I don't really love that saying in all aspects of life, but sometimes it's fitting. And I do think that there's some power in that. So I guess don't let them see you sweat would be part of... Oh, I guess it depends on what your intention is, like, and what you do. Like, if you are a YouTuber or podcaster or something, writer, where you're a creative artistic soul and part of your purpose on this earth is to share your experiences to potentially make others feel better or to even just process it yourself, then I don't really see a problem in sharing some of the emotions you're having, some of the lessons you've learned, as long as it's a respectful as long as it's maintaining respect for that other partner and not like throwing them under the bus on the internet or wherever you're doing it. But those are kind of the people who have opened their life to the world. It is a little bit of their responsibility to also share the negative stuff and the sad stuff to an extent. You don't need to like be bawling and having a panic attack on the internet, but I always respect people who share a little bit more of the raw side of themselves or maybe share some sort of trauma they're going through or some sort of whatever. I mean, it's hard to listen to, but in a way it humanizes them. So if that's the route you want to take, more power to you. That's empowering. That's not pathetic. That's not embarrassing. That's not cringy or like whatever. Like people are, I've just like really realized in the last few months, people are so hateful. Like they're going to make fun of you whether you put yourself all over the internet or not, whether you're making real, like I've been all over the internet the last few months because of my job. I've been making reels. I've been doing the damn thing, flaunting myself, being so obnoxious, and I'm having the time of my life and I'm feeling great. But of course there's a little part of me that's like, God, I wonder if people are going to think I'm super thirsty, like I'm super cringy. Who cares? Because you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And like my ultimate dream is to, sorry, these neighbors are rolling down the hallway with their wagons. Everyone in this building has a wagon. Oh, here comes Darla. Hi, honey. Did you hear the wagon? Anyway, so the other flip side would be not to let them see you sweat. So keep posting. Keep putting up those thirst traps. Keep doing what you love to do. Whether if you make a dance video every week, keep making that dance video. Keep sharing funny content that made you laugh and you think will make other people laugh. It's pretty inevitable that your ex is going to check in on your profile once in a while, at least for the preceding few months after a breakup. Don't even necessarily do that for them, but I do think it's a little bit of a, hi honey, I think it's a little bit of a placebo effect. Yes. Freud who? Anyway, so like if you're acting and portraying like everything's fine, I'm good, I'm happy, I'm fine on the internet, of course there's some toxicity to that, but it also I think will come true in time. And I'm not even saying fake it till you make it necessarily just on the internet, like just keep going through the motions even in real life. Go to the gym even if you don't feel like it. Put on that makeup, put on that cute outfit, even if you don't feel like it. Go out and get drinks with your friends, even if you really don't feel like it. Go on some random Hinge date just to like dust off the cobwebs. Because slowly but surely, you will snap back into a good routine, a single girl routine, which is, like, let's be real. It's so much easier to be hot when you're single. Like, there's so much, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but like, there's so much motivation to keep building up myself for myself, but also for my potential future partner. You know, we all talk about relationship weight or, oh, I stopped wearing sexy underwear. Okay. Well, this is why I need to get a camera, because my phone just died because I have no storage. So at least I've recorded bits and pieces of it. Ugh, my life is a mess. Guys, please subscribe. Please, and share this podcast with a friend and follow on Spotify. Do all the things so that I can get sponsorships and I can get money so that I can buy a camera so that I can put this shit on YouTube for you guys. I don't even know what I was saying. Now I'm feeling very upset right now. Oh yeah, fake it till you make it. So yeah, I would say continue to do things. I think the key to a breakup is to slowly reintroduce yourself to life before you were in a relationship and to not just go exactly back to how you were, but to find ways to up level that to new heights and new perspectives and new successes. Maybe part of being single for you is going to the gym every single day or whatever. And maybe when you were in a relationship and you stopped doing that, and that's completely normal and no one's judging you, but like maybe you just kind of wanted to relax and cuddle and have your date night. So, you know, just you found the gym was less important. Totally makes sense. Like, life obviously changes when you find a partner, move in with a partner. There's a little bit of that pressure taken off to stunt on these hoes. Like, there's a little bit less pressure because you found your lobster, you know? But when your lobster gets picked out of the tank and eaten at Red Lobster, then you are like, shit, I am back in the deep blue sea and I need to stunt on these hoes again so I can find another lobster. And part of that is like looking good, feeling good, and leveraging all of this energy that's going through your body. Like, there's so much emotional energy, probably built up physical energy, probably not having sex anymore for a while. So much creative energy potentially. And so much of that, I feel like you need to harness and channel into, whether it be journaling, exercise, shopping, whatever it might be, to not let that fester too much into you, but instead unleash it out into the world. That's one thing I tend to do. I tend to create the most when I'm going through something, whether that be writing or dancing or whatever. I have a very busy head and I live a lot in my head and I overthink everything. So breakups are extremely difficult for me because I just oscillate back and forth between, you know, was this the right thing? Was this the wrong thing? I tend to romanticize past partners, as we've talked about in one of the previous 20-somethings episodes. Yeah, I guess just finding ways to reconnect with yourself and to unleash a little bit of that sadness or built-up tension that's probably living in your body. Meditation is wonderful, and manifestation has changed my life the last few months, guys, since my breakup. I really did get back into meditation, and I saw this new manifestation technique on TikTok, of all places. And the girl was just this young hip girl, and she's like, I'm telling you, like, this is going to change your life. And so I've tried it a few times. Well, I actually probably do it every night, to be honest. And I feel a little bit like I'm a witch, like someone burned me at the stake, because I am just really seeing results. and everyone's been preaching for years about manifestation, but I think a key to that is finding a form of manifestation or meditation that works for you. For me, a huge part of it is visualization. So I needed to have some sort of context in which I was able to visualize the process of manifestation instead of just sort of sitting there and doing it. I needed to have this sort of scene that I was building in my head that I could work off of. And I'm not going to share it because I'm a gatekeeper and I want to keep it to myself. But also, like I said, it's very personalized and it's just something I found has worked for me. And I have shared it with a few friends and they've literally been like, oh, I stopped doing that. I do my own thing. I'm like, okay. And that's great. But I have been manifesting, you know, I manifested the exact job I have. I manifested the exact trip to England that I had. I've manifested health and wellness for my sister and her baby, which so far is so good. So I haven't been manifesting too much. Like, I just kind of the big pillars of life, whether that be love or relationships or health. And I have noticed a huge change. I've noticed that it's like a tide is turning for me, and maybe it's just luck, but I do think a big part of it is me changing my mentality and I've stopped playing the victim a little bit and being like, woe is me, when will things change? And manifestation is just one small way to take action and to take accountability for what you actually want and what you actually are asking the universe for. And that's why I only have two or three things that I can think of, because it's a big ask. You know, you have to be careful what you wish for. And so really think through what is best for you, what is right for you, and where you belong and what your purpose is, and then ask the universe for that. Stupid little things like, I manifest a new boyfriend soon. Like, is that actually even what you want? If that is what you want, totally fair. But let's manifest the right boyfriend. Let's manifest the person that is the embodiment of what you've learned from past relationships, what you see in other people's relationships that you want to emulate. Let's manifest the right person this time instead of just like, I want a boyfriend. Do you know what I'm saying? So breakups are a huge time of self-reflection and learning about yourself, and it's not always a comfortable, fun experience. But like I said, you know, the more you dig into that and ask yourself the hard questions and do these forms of self-release, the more the next phase of your life will be immaculate. Like, you will open a new chapter that is so much more freeing, and just, at least that's how I feel. I mean, there's still little things in my life that I would change and struggles that I have for sure. But for the most part, I feel like I am absolutely where I'm meant to be. I feel like I'm making the right decisions for myself. I feel like I'm honoring myself. I feel like I am not holding myself back so much. I'm just giving things a go, like putting myself out there. I'm 26 now. I'm not a child anymore. I have a voice. I have an opinion. And I think I lost a lot of that spark and that sass and that fierceness in a relationship. And I won't necessarily blame my partner for that. I mean, I just think maybe everybody tones themselves down a little bit in a relationship, or just not, maybe that's not the right phrasing, but like tames themselves a bit, because, you know, you have two people to consider now. You have two perspectives to account for. You can't just run around running your mouth, saying whatever you want to say, being crazy, hooking up with whoever you want. Like, that chaotic single energy doesn't always translate well in a relationship. So people do tend to calm down and settle. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but settle down a little bit when they're in a relationship. And I'm kind of the opposite energy right now, to be quite honest. I am just down to meet everyone, down to go everywhere, down to try everything. I mean, I think coming out of post-COVID life, I think everyone's glowing up a little bit. I think everybody's lives have like really fast-forwarded in an quote-unquote unprecedented way. God, PTSD for everybody. And that's unfortunate. Like, I mean, I feel like some of my girlfriends, it's like they went into the pandemic just like hardly able to afford rent. I mean, it's not necessarily unfortunate. For some people, it's been very fortunate. They went into the pandemic like bartending, hardly able to afford rent. Now they're like living with their fiance, like government job, great pay, have a dog. And they are basically full-on grown-ups that are functioning in the world. And that was over the course of like two and a half years. And it's just, it really put things in perspective for people, or forced people out of their comfort zone to reconsider a new pathway. So I think when you, from my experience at least, I already was kind of thirsty for life and eager to have new experiences and to try new things after COVID, because I think everybody felt a little gypped from COVID, especially if you're in your 20s. But then to pair a breakup on top of that, I'm just like, I'm out here and I'm swinging, you know, and I might completely miss some of those balls that come my way and make a fool out of myself, but this is the time. And so I'm going to wear what I want to wear. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to ask the universe for things I feel like I deserve, and I'm going to appreciate them and enjoy them and relish in them when I have them, and not have any shame about that. I don't feel like there's any reason to be embarrassed or ashamed about a breakup. I mean, obviously it's awkward to have those first few conversations with people explaining to them what happened, but I didn't really give them that opportunity to pity me. I was literally like, yeah, we broke up, and people would kind of, were about to speak and were about to be like, I'm so sorry, okay? And I was like, trust me, all good, we're good, let's go out. Or like whatever it was, like I didn't want to entertain people's self-pity and stuff, because in my case, it wasn't a negative thing. It wasn't a sad thing. It wasn't something I was grieving. It was something I was celebrating. And I think my ex-partner felt the same way. We both tried our absolute best. We both gave it our best shot, and it just didn't work. And to be able to go back into our respective interests, passions, lifestyles without that guilt of feeling like you have to be better accommodating to your partner was really freeing for both of us, and I think we're both a lot happier now. So a breakup is not always synonymous with a tragedy. don't get me wrong, guys. Like, I've told my stories on here. You know I have been wiped out for 3 years straight because of a bad breakup. But the older I get, the wiser I get, the stronger I get, the less of an effect, to be quite honest, that breakups have on me. Because I just sort of have the mentality now of, like, I am awesome. I am thriving. I am a dynamic, interesting person. And if you don't want me in your life, then I don't really want to be in your life. And I give so much passion and energy and loyalty to people. It's the Taurus energy in me that I've started to kind of have to face those hard truths of, like, not everyone's going to be able to give me that back. In fact, 8 people out of 10 probably are not going to be able to reciprocate that same energy. And in some cases, I'm willing to accept it. And in some cases, I'm just not, because it's too draining and it's too exhausting. So I'm going to recycle that energy into myself. And I'm not going to tell you to go date yourself. La, la, la. I mean, I've always been very in tune with myself. But that would be great advice. I'm being a little bit sarcastic, but that would be great advice for someone who's maybe been in a relationship from the age of 17. Now they're 22 and they have no freaking clue who they are as a single female woman. Single female woman. Anyway, I do think in that case, you should go travel. You should take yourself out on dates. You should talk to a therapist. You should go on many more dates with many more people and see what you like, see what you don't like. For someone like me, who's been mostly single through the last 10 years and have had quite a few relationships as well, I think I've had a good balance of both and learned a lot through both phases of life. I don't really feel the need to, like, take myself out on dates. Like, I was already doing that in a relationship personally. I was already journaling. I was already doing the work. I was already trying to better myself. So I don't really feel the need to do that. And I don't really want to do that right now. I just want to have some fucking fun. I just want to look good, feel good, have glamorous experiences, laugh at myself, hang with my girlies. And I think that's what's, like, translating through my energy and why people are saying I look like I'm glowing, I look like I'm thriving, because I'm just giving myself a little bit of a break. My relationship was hard work and I put my whole ass into that relationship and I learned so much and I went through so much uncomfortability that now I'm in a place where I'm like, girl, just enjoy yourself for a minute because you're never going to get your 20s back. And so I think that's slightly reckless energy is what's translating a little bit right now, and I'm having the time of my life. Will it last forever? No. Do I want it to last forever? No. Eventually, I would love to settle down, have, like, a boyfriend, fiance, have a baby, and have a little bit more of that calm, centered energy. But now is not the time for that. I'm just following where life is taking me, and just remember to put in that little bit of time and effort to make yourself feel fucking hot. Boy or girl, it doesn't matter. Go to the gym, even if it's a little 20-minute workout. Put on that little extra bit of makeup. I don't know. Go out and have drinks or dinner at least once a week with your friends. Get a little bit of that socialization going. Download a dating app if you're comfortable with that. Like, if you have a crush that you have been not able to reach out to because you've been in a relationship, reach out to that crush. But just, like, do it with the intention of having fun and being free and being flirty. You don't have to, like, take things too seriously. So, yeah, I want you to feel, if you're going through a breakup and you're trying to bounce back, 2 key words, hot and free. Because you're probably not going to be totally mentally sane. You're probably not going to be totally over it. You're probably not going to be in your best state of mind, if we're being honest. Like, I feel like I'm making some probably very poor decisions the last few months. But I'm feeling hot. I'm looking hot. And I am free. That is really what's gotten me through for some reason. And I love myself. And I can go to bed every night and know that whatever future heartbreaks might come my way, which they probably will, I will just keep glowing up and just keep thriving. And all these boys are going to rue the day because they're going to be like, damn, she was a 10 when I lost her, but now she's a 12 or a 14 or a 16. I'm just going to keep going. And you guys, you know, you should probably take a little bit of my confidence and self-delusion and narcissism off of my shoulders. if you're feeling a bit insecure, and we'll transplant it into you, because I probably have too much to go around. So you can take some of mine if you'd like, because I'm overflowing with blind confidence and delusion right now. Yeah, and then just get back into your hobbies and interests, like I said. Maybe you, for some reason, just stopped reading when you were in a relationship. Maybe you stopped eating healthy. Maybe you stopped running. Maybe you, there was something you really wanted, like you really wanted to get a dog, but your partner didn't get that dog, because it's about you now. And you can go back into all the bliss of being single and living life for you, but you can up-level that, like I said, and be hotter and be freer as you go through your routine. And you can add new things to that, new people to that, that just make you feel more and more at home within yourself. I promised myself I would not scream into the mic, and here I am with my nose literally pressed against the mic. I can't help it, guys. I just am so passionate. I just want to give you all hugs through the microphone. And I think I'll wrap it there. So keep thriving, keep surviving. I love you guys. You're doing great. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. You can shoot me a DM if you want me to cover a particular topic like Abby did. And please, please also leave a rating and review. It really is the only thing that helps a podcast grow. And look out for some new content on Instagram, hopefully, if I find the time and the energy. So that's my Instagram is Sarah Birch, or 20.somethings.podcast. And my new podcast with Vendi should be dropping soon. So check that out. Okay. Love you. Bye.